World of Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom, on this windy day. Oh my goodness, it's still blowing, and I'm so grateful that God is taking care of all this. And I'm praying for those nine that are buried in that avalanche in California. Oh my goodness. And the four people that were killed south of Pueblo yesterday, and 29 sent to hospitals. Oh, things are happening all over, my friend, and we've got to cover ourselves every day with the blood of Jesus, that precious blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Especially when you send somebody out the door, I'm telling you, you've got to pray over them. That's the only thing that's going to really matter in your life, because as it says, abiding love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. And as you trust in the Lord, His abiding love is going to surround you. This morning I was having to call a provider that billed me. I mean, the bills just keep climbing. I know you noticed that too. And I called them, and I know that God's abiding love surrounds me. When I'm talking to them, when I'm asking them for favor with the billing, and that happens with internet services and utility companies, things that you have to deal with in this physical life, God wants you to know that His abiding love surrounds you when you trust in Him. Okay, Lord, I'm trusting in You. You got to go before me here with this telephone call, because I don't know what to do and I don't know how to say it, but You, Holy Spirit, are going to direct me. See, that's all you have to say. Help me. So many times that's what I say. Help, Lord, help. And you know what? He does. He does. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly had some important things to take care of today, and she's not with me, and we miss her. But tomorrow she will, the Lord willing, she will be with us, although probably going back to Broken Arrow this next week. So pray for her. She really needs your prayers. She's kind of dealing with two homes at one time, and I don't know how difficult. That's difficult. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And the Living Translation says it this way, friends. Oh, I don't know. If you don't read the Word of God and you're listening, I do not know how you do it. Let me know by email, barbara@freedomstreet.org. Let me know, because I have no idea how you can live in this life without the Word of God. Your life is going to be unfulfilling if you don't have the Word of God. As I watched Caroline Leavitt in the room that she was interviewing people and taking questions, excuse me for that hesitation, people had the cross on their foreheads. It's Ash Wednesday. So they are dedicated to learning more about the Lord in their life. I'm so grateful. I used to laugh at that. When I was younger, what are they doing that crazy thing for? And now I see that they are wanting to devote their lives to a deeper relationship with God. So if you can get through this life without God, without His word, let me know, barbara@freedomstreet.org. Here in the Living Translation, Psalm 119, verses 103 through 105. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Reminds me of Psalm 34, verse 8, getting my thoughts together here. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. I hate it. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. It's so wonderful to know that His Word is there sustaining us every moment of the day. I have a note from a precious power partner. She's so, so many of you, every time I see your name or I read your notes, I just smile because I love you. Praise the Lord, I am doing better. She had some severe pain from the neck down through her back. You know how that is. Some of you have gone through extensive pain in your neck, back, and that includes, you know, sciatica. Oh, and it can be so painful. And she says, I am doing better. Thank you for your prayers and your program, Call to Freedom. It's a blessing and it helps me. I am not giving up. The enemy wants me to give up. Yes, he does. But I refuse to listen to him. God bless you. I am trusting the Lord with all my heart. And she gives Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 and 1 Peter 2, 24. He gave his body on the cross. He bore his body on the cross that we might live to live. That he, excuse me. He gave his life and bore his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds I was healed. That's a beautiful verse of scripture for anything that there's pain in your body. What I do is I just rebuke the pain in Jesus' name, and somehow Holy Spirit takes care of that. And I'm either thinking of other things or the pain disappears. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you're like Arlene here and she's had pain in her life, take scriptures and begin to memorize them, friend. That's why Kimberly and I have been on the air talking about the Word of God this week. And yesterday we were talking, and the day before, about Psalm 119, Psalm 107. If you'd like to hear more about Old Testament scriptures, you can go to freedomstreet.org, click on radio, and look up February the 17th and memorize those verses. They're so rich. And so many of you have asked for prayer for your loved ones, and I appreciate that so much. When you're praying for loved ones, remember God hears and answers your prayers. 1 John 5:14 says, and if this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And many of you have children and grandchildren that are out of the will of God. Some of them are not even saved. You know that God's will is for them to be born again. So you know that you are in God's will when you ask for your loved ones to draw close to God and be born again. Again, I'm going to say that again. And this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. That's right. You know that God is going to answer your prayer. Now, some of you, you got to just kind of slow down, relax, trust in God with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Oh, I've got to have it done. They've got to be born again before the end of the year. Mm-mm, no, we cannot put dates on that. We thank you, God, that you're going to bring them into the kingdom. And it's not according to my timetable, but it's your timetable. That's so important that you know that. So we're going to just pray for our loved ones that they will come to know God in a deeper way and give it over to God. Hand it over to God. And begin to thank him that he hears and answers our prayers. Well, today I'm going to begin to go into the New Testament. Oh, this is so rich. I just, like I said before at the beginning of this program, I do not know how you do without the Word of God. I guess I look back at my early life, and when I was in college, oh, wow, I was just so unreliable in getting into the Word of God. And I went to a Christian college and we had devotions in the dormitory once in a while, but man, I just did not look to God. And look how he blessed me. I mean, getting married to a wonderful man of the Word. And then when John went to be with God, then the Lord brought Darren. When you trust in God, he's going to make your path sweet and smooth. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have loss, you're not going to have pain, or you're not going to have some situations that you don't understand. But when you trust in God, he's going to complete what he has begun in you. I guarantee that. I really do. Jesus said in Matthew 4, when he was in the wilderness and Satan was tempting him, and boy, does the enemy try to tempt us. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we know the word of God is rich, and especially in the Old Testament, you can memorize scriptures. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What a great verse to memorize. It's short, it's sweet, and it's very safe. Praise God. John 1, oh, this is beautiful. And Mary, this is one of my favorite verses too. She has John 1, 5, and 6 on her donation so much of the time, and I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful for those of you who are really taking the Word of God seriously, and you're putting it at the forefront of your everyday life. Here's John 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word. Okay, you think the Bible is not for today? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even though some men think it's irrelevant, God says that heaven and earth will pass away. They will pass away. They will be destroyed. But what will last forever? His word. His word. Oh, his word will last forever. So John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, and that's Christ, Christ Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. He was right there with the Father. And don't try to explain it or get into all the books that explain how God and Jesus and Holy Spirit are three in one. Just accept it. Just accept it and love them and thank them. All things were made and came into being through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him, verse 4, was life. And life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it or put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it. It is unreceptive to it. Oh, the power of the light of Jesus Christ is unreceptive to the darkness. I mean, you shine a light or a flame in the darkness and everything seems to light up. That's how it is when you walk into a room or when you walk into a situation. You have the light of Christ inside of you and you're different than other people. You need to be that witness of the light of Jesus Christ. Well, verse 6 says, there came a man sent from God whose name was John. So good. This man came to witness that he might testify of the light, that all men might believe in it, adhere to it, trust it, and rely upon it through him. He was not the light himself, but came that he might bear witness regarding the light. I want to tell you that John the Baptist, the one who baptized Jesus, he was here for only a short time. Don't think that when people die early or they die young, that they didn't have the holiness of God in them, or that for some reason they were defective. Never, never, never. Some ministries are short. Some ministries go for the whole lifetime of that person. I think of Kenneth Hagin. He lived to be 90, and his ministry was rich all through those years after he was healed by God. So don't believe that just because a ministry or someone has died early, that there was something wrong with them. Never, never. I used to believe that. Oh, they did something wrong. That's why they're gone. That's why they have a disease. That's why they... I'm through with all those questions. That's from the enemy. Yuck. I can safely say yuck. Oh, verse 9 says, there it was, the true light. And I'm reading from the Amplified. There it was, the true light coming into the world, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illumines every person. He came into the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him, did not know him. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own, his domain, creation, things, world. And they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. But to as many as did receive and believe him and welcome him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, and the right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe, to adhere to trust in. See, this is like you are glued together with him. You are. And you can't do anything without him. You are part of him. Adhere to, trust in, rely on his name. And we go to Isaiah 56:5 really quickly, because this is what Mrs. Seward, who was the translator of the Amplified, put in the parentheses at John 1 verse 12. For thus says the Lord to all those who keep themselves pure, and choose the things which please me, capital M, and hold firmly to my covenant. To them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better and more enduring than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. Also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord. We were foreigners, okay? To minister to him and to love the name of the Lord and to his servants. Everyone who keeps the Sabbath so as not to profane it, and who holds my fast covenant by conscientious obedience. That's a willingness and a very real and realistic obedience. You know that you're obeying God. It's not something that you learn this over the years, to obey God. But at first, it's like brushing your teeth. You got to do it on a daily basis before it becomes the norm. That's the way it is with the Word of God. You become conscious to knowing the Word of God, and then it just it flows. I don't even know how to express it. It just flows every day. And verse 7 of Isaiah 56 says, all these I will bring to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. And remember that in Romans 12, verses 1, Paul is saying, I beseech you, brothers and sisters, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. So it's no longer the Old Testament sacrifices, friend, and it's no longer a Sabbath on a day. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath, and our bodies are the sacrifices that we lay on the altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples. And John 1 verse 13 goes on. This birth, this new birth, this being born again, is not from blood relatives nor to the will of the flesh. That's when we have sexual union or the physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God. He now is your father. He's your heavenly father. And you can read that in Romans 8. Oh, beautiful. They are born of God. Now, some of us, our fathers left early. I was 49 when my father died. Some have lost their fathers earlier. Kimberly and Dana lost their father when he was 46, almost 47. So we know some people, some lose their fathers when they're young. And yet, when they accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, they are born of God, and the Father God becomes their Abba Father. Verse 14 of John 1 says, and the Word became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled. He fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. So we see here in the first chapter of John that Jesus came full of grace. He brought grace on us. That's how we have grace, from Jesus Christ. He gave us grace and truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I'm so blessed. Oh God, you are our God. Earnestly will we seek for you. We thirst for you in a dry and barren land. Oh, and if our land has ever been dry and barren, there are things happening today that we can just look up to God and say, Father God, you know the way that I take. And when I am older, I know that you will be with me, because your abiding love lasts forever. Here's John with Psalm 63.
You are my God, earnestly will I seek for you. I thirst for you in a dry and barren land. So I look to you to see your power and your glory. Your love for me is far better than my life. So I will bless you every day as long as I have breath to say. You are my God, and in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice, will I
God. I remember the morning. It was just like yesterday, and it's been, 45 years, for almost 50. He was in the living room, and he was playing the piano. Can you imagine living with a man that plays like that? Oh, it was wonderful. It really was. I took it for granted. Oh, I did. And we usually, when we lose that loved one, and his presence, his physical presence on the earth, or her physical presence, then we remember all the things that she did or he did. And don't have any regrets, my friend. It was a blessing. It was a privilege. And the memories are just wonderful. But I remember the morning he was playing that melody. Da, 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 da. And in the minor key, and I thought, wow, I was in the bathroom, I was brushing my teeth, and I had just that morning read Psalm 63, and I ran into the living room. I said, John, just keep playing that melody. I think I've got words for it. And we put words together with that beautiful melody. God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek for you. I thirst for you in a dry and barren land. So I look to you to see your power and your glory. Your love for me is far better than my own life. Yes. So I will bless you every day as long as I have breath to say, you are my God, and in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. Oh, that's where he wants us, in the shadow of his wings, my friend. It goes on to say, I have beheld thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise thee, so I will bless thee as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness. You know, when you eat a really good turkey leg at Thanksgiving, or you eat a really good lunch with meat, protein, and I love meat. So every time you eat that marrow and that bone, I remember my mom, she used to just really eat into the bone of the chicken when she was eating all of the wonderful little marrow. And it says, you are better than the richest marrow, or the wonderful things that we receive in our physical eating. My soul is satisfied. My soul is satisfied. And part of that verse 5 means the fat of the anointing. that anointing that you have. You have that anointing. I was just talking to a precious brother yesterday, and he was saying, why don't we have any of those healing ministries and the people that used to lay hands on and see healing? I said, because Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh right now who received Jesus Christ. And you know what? Who is the anointed? You are. You are who have received Jesus as Savior and Lord. You're anointed to lay hands on the sick. You're anointed to pray for those in prison, and that prison is spiritual, when they're behind the bars of bondage and oppression, because that anointing removes the burdens and destroys the yokes. We are the ones now that lay hands on. That's why I believe that he has minimalized the people that used to lay hands on and do great miracles, physical miracles, because friends, who did you look to? You looked to men. You looked to women who you would go to their conferences, and you would make sure that you went up front into a line and they laid hands on you, because that was really the only way that you could get a healing. No, no more. You are able to even lay hands on yourself and see that pain disappear. And in Jesus' name, I say that right now, that as you lay hands on that painful area in your body, your hand anointed with Jesus' power is going to do away with that pain in his precious name. Oh, it's been so good being with you today. We're going to go again tomorrow on air, the Lord willing, unless he comes. And if he does, I will meet you in the air. Hallelujah. God bless you and keep you. Take joy and remember, the word of God is so strong. You need to memorize it, friend. Memorize it in Jesus' name. Love you.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.